It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me today for It's a Good Life. I'm so glad you're with me today because we continue our study in the book of John. We're in the book of John chapter 10, and we've been reading about the Good Shepherd. We've been looking about the shepherd who is guarding his sheep. Those sheep are the ones who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is the door, he says, as we've read in chapter 10 of the book of John. In fact, in verse 11, he says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for his sheep, or for the sheep." And we know he did that on the cross of Calvary. He laid down his life. But there's good news. He didn't remain dead. He came back and he rose from the grave. He rose from the dead and he's alive today. But first, he wants us to know that he did die for us. He laid down his life. He shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary. Verse 12 says, "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep." Well, there's such a thing as an hireling, a person who is not a true shepherd of God. There are those people who are operating under false pretenses today, and those are the pastors who have never been called by God to preach the word, never been called by God to pastor the local church. And those people are known because it comes to light after a while because they are hirelings. They will leave the sheep. They will scatter. The sheep will scatter. And what that means is there's so many times that we hear of a church that has, we call it a church split. Now, a church split can happen in many different ways, but one of the ways that it happens is because a church group, the church, the local church will hire someone, and that word hire should never be in the vocabulary of a local church. They should never have the attitude, "We're going to hire a pastor." That person is not there. If he's working for God, he's not there to be hired. He's there to serve. And you should never have the attitude that you're going to hire a man to be a pastor of a church. He's not there for filthy lucre. He's not to be there just to be an hireling, someone who is hired to do a job. No, that pastor needs to be one who is called of God to lead the flock and who will not leave the flock, but will protect those people of God who are within that flock. Verse 12 of John 10 says, "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming," he sees trouble coming, in other words, "and leaves the sheep and fleeth." He'll run if he's an hireling. If he's just simply there for money, when the going gets tough, he gets going. And the verse continues, "And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep." There's where the church splits come up. And that's the result of an hireling, someone who is not willing to watch out for the sheep and take care of the sheep. He's not a pastor. He's not a man of God, but he is an hireling. Verse 13 says, "The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep." He doesn't care anything for the people of God. He's simply there to collect a paycheck. He's there as long as he can get a good salary. But when things happen that he sees problems, he sees trouble, then he's going to get out of there. He's not going to stick around. And that's the reason the people of God need to stay close to the Word of God. Get in the Word of God so you'll know when a person is simply an hireling and not the man of God who you should see in your local church. Verse 14 says, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep." This is Jesus speaking. He knows his sheep and am known of mine. Now, when we get saved, we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. He is our Savior. And as we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, we start realizing that he's not only our Savior, he's our Lord. We are to submit to him. We are to listen to him and do the things that he would have us to do as saved people. No longer to live like the world, like the unsaved people of this world, but live as Jesus Christ would have us to live, bringing honor and glory to him, bringing praise to him, having a testimony that when somebody sees us, they'll say, truly, this person is a child of God. This person must be on their way to heaven because of what I see in their life, that they serve God, that they're doing what God wants them to do, and Jesus Christ must be their Savior. Now, they may not say that in so many words, but as they look at you, they will see a difference as we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. He's already our Savior, but we need to make Him Lord, submitting to His will, doing what He would have us to do as saved people. Verse 14 of John 10 says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. He knows us, and we know Him. Verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. Now remember, if you go back and study up to this point, you'll see so many times that Jesus told the Jews, the scribes and Pharisees, that He was from above, that He knew the Father because He had been with the Father, and He came to this earth. And we know that He was born of a virgin. He came into this world not by physical means that we know that children are born, but He was born as a human being. He was human. He came into this world, though. The Holy Spirit, the Bible teaches us, overshadowed Mary. There was no physical contact, but He overshadowed Mary and placed that that seed within her, who was Jesus Christ. He is God. And Jesus Christ came into this world as He wanted people to receive Him as the Messiah, as the Savior. But it's sad that people rejected Him. They did not receive Him as Savior. He did come into this world. He had been in heaven. He came to this world. He lived a sinless, perfect life. And you know, we're getting ready. It won't be long, and we should be celebrating Christmas every day of our lives. We should be celebrating the birth of Christ, because Jesus Christ did come into this world being born of a virgin. And remember, the wise men came to Him. They found Him. And wise men come today to Jesus Christ. They seek Him and they know Him as Lord and Savior, just as the wise men did back on that first Christmas when they saw Jesus Christ. Now, if you'll study, you'll see the wise men didn't see Jesus until after about 2 years or some time after Jesus had actually been born. But to them, it was Christmas. They had seen the Savior. And if you've never seen the Savior, you need to ask Him today to save you. You'll see Him. Now, I'm not talking about you'll see Him with your eyes, your physical eyes. I'm speaking that you'll see Him with your spiritual heart, your spiritual mind. You'll see Him because He reveals Himself to you. He's revealed Himself to me, and I see Him as I study and read the Word of God. We're seeing Him right now as we're reading. It says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And He knows us. And listen to this now. You may never have thought about this, but God the Father knows us. We are actually now the children of God because we have trusted Him, trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He, according to the Bible, Jesus Christ, He's not only our Savior. We can not only make Him our Lord, but He's our elder brother, the Bible teaches us. And because He knows the Father, we also know the Father. We've trusted Jesus to save us. Jesus goes on to say in verse 15, I lay down my life for the sheep. There He's reminding us once again that He died for the sheep. He died for the people of this world who would trust Him as Lord and Savior. And verse 16, actually He died for everybody, but everybody will not be saved because they will not trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Well, the Bible teaches us that as we study the Word of God, Jesus is speaking to the Jewish people here. He's speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, the Jews. He's telling them there's other people who are going to be saved. And I thank God today that He saved me. I'm not a Jewish person. I am considered a Gentile, but I've been saved. And I'm one of those people Jesus was speaking of here. He says, other people I have, other sheep I have. And you don't know about them yet, He says in these verses. He's saying to the Jewish people, you don't know about them yet. But one day you're going to realize that we're all the same because We, as children of God, we're all the same. We've been born into the family of God the same way, through Jesus Christ. There's neither bond or free, Jew nor Greek. We're all the same in Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying in this verse, in verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, not of the Jewish people, them also I must bring. He's going to bring everyone who's not even a part of the Jewish people. He's going to bring them, and they shall hear my voice. People hear the word of God, and they get saved. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Once again, the Bible teaches us that there's neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek. We're all one in Jesus Christ. And that's what he's telling the people here in verse 16. We're all the same. We've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Verse 17 goes on to say, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. Now here he is again. He's telling people that he's going to lay down his life at this time. And as I've said, he did lay down his life, but he's saying the Father loves him because he says, I lay down my life that I might take it again. Well, how's he going to take it again? Well, when he dies, and we've seen that and we've heard that, he died on the cross, he was buried. And then after 3 days, three nights, he rose from the grave. He took his life. He was not one who was waiting on a doctor to resurrect him. He was not waiting for some magician to resurrect him, but he resurrected himself. It says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Jesus Christ is alive, and he's working today. He's an intercessor for those of us who know him as Savior. And he's also the Savior of those individuals who do not know him. He wants to save them if they will come to him. Verse 18 says, no man taketh it from me. Take what? The life. In verse 17, he's talking about laying down his life. No man takes it from me. I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now I want to draw your attention to a couple of things here. No man could take the life of Jesus. Now you study the Word of God, and you see there was many times that Jesus could have been killed, but it wasn't his time. It wasn't time for him to go, because he was going to be the one who laid down his life. He says, I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. How could he have power? Well, he's God. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's Jesus Christ. He was able to lay his life down, and no one was able to take it from him. He says, not only can I lay it down, and I will lay it down, he says, I have power to take it again. He was the one who was going to raise himself from the dead. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, Jesus Christ was God, and he is God today. Jesus Christ was man. He was God-man. He was as much God had he never been man, and he was as much man had he never been God. He was a human, but he was God. I don't understand how that can be. I'm simply a human being, and I look at things humanly, but then I look at the things that God wants me to know spiritually, and I know that he was man, and he was God, and he is God today. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you need to become one of his sheep. You need to ask him to come into your heart, and let the shepherd, let him take care of you and lead you through this life. God loves you today, and if you're saved, you need to be serving him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.